If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're at your favorite podcast platform, so you can find us there as well. Well, we've had some interesting weeks the past few weeks in the Catholic Church, and as you know, here in the United States, there is this huge division between two sides of looking at the papacy of Pope Francis and within the context of the Catholic Church. And a lot of this is being fueled by some leaders in the church everywhere from Kazakhstan to Manchester, New Hampshire. And so we, and beyond. And we look at all this and we've got to understand what is really being taught here in a way that we understand it as Catholics are called to understand it. So, first of all, there were three major documents that were released by an organization called the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. Back during the time of Pope John Paul II, Pope Paul VI, etc., it was called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And if you will always listen to some sarcastic anti-Catholic media going, which at one time was called the Holy Office of the Inquisition. Yes, indeed it was. However, it's no longer called that. We don't obviously support the Inquisition. I think if we did, we'd have an interesting church today. I'm telling you, I think there'd be a whole bunch of Inquisitions fighting each other, so we won't see that. But what we're seeing actually is a powerful movement by Pope Francis to understand the rules that the church calls us to live by, which we recognize in what we call the deposit of the faith. And we have a name for all of that. It's called the magisterium. And so the Pope from day one has come out with a call to be more pastoral in the way we are teaching our faith. And a lot of people who follow the letter of the law of what the church teaches are getting very angry over this. Some of them are actually teaching things that are incorrect in themselves as a way, and not realizing it, as a way of fighting back against the Pope. So what you're dealing with is this understanding of the faith, and the Pope is saying we have to teach pastorally. Now, what does that mean? That means to teach as the saints taught. This is one of the things that a lot of people who are raising their swords saying, we want enough of this Pope, they don't understand that the saints all along always said to teach pastorally. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think one of the issues that we're dealing with right now is a lot of people do not understand what it is that we as Catholics believe because it's not taught in some circles well, or it's not taught at all. Remember, there is a move to silence the voice of the Catholic Church. There's a move that came out of certain international organizations that want to silence the political voice of the Catholic Church. So what they're doing is they're trying to silence the church. Well, when you silence the church, then you don't have that teaching there that can balance what is the law that people say needs to be taught. So I'll give you a good example. We all know one of the commandments is do not steal. Now, you look at some of these teenagers who are going into stores, and remember, they're acting as agents of criminal organizations, not necessarily part of them. Someone will just come up and say, hey, here's $100. Go steal whatever you can in that store. They'll get a bunch of teenagers to do that, $100 for them. And they don't realize that they're being used, and they don't realize that $100, it comes with a very big cost. So they'll go into the store, a whole bunch of them will go into the store, steal everything in the store, and say there are 10 teenagers. Well, it cost the organization that's ultimately paying this $1,000, $100, 10 teenagers. But they may get tens of thousand dollars worth of merchandise that they can sell on the black market for a lot more than $1,000. It's all capitalism. That's how it works. But no one is teaching the teens that this is wrong and why it's wrong. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I have a suggestion for you. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony and Parish in Allston, do know that you always have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every Sunday. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. I chant part of it, and people chant in response. It's very interesting. So if you were looking for a church to call home, and you aren't sure how to go about maybe coming to St. Anthony and experiencing that, first of all, the standing invitation applies to you. But also, understand that there is the idea that you might be sitting in the pew and going, well, I'm not ready to contribute yet, but I don't want to look like I arrived hands hanging, so what am I going to do? Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all. And put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. But that way, you're really telling us that you're trying to try out the church. Of course, we don't know who you are. You're just writing the word radio on a piece of paper. You're really telling us that you really want to experience what goes on at St. Anthony Parish. And maybe you heard it from the radio. So anyway, just write the word radio on a piece of paper. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, because if you do that in any other church or parish, they're not going to have any clue what that means. So that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. If you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you, along with the, I guess we can call it promo code. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're talking about this powerful reality of how we're called to be pastoral. Now, I talked about the teenagers who are stealing from a store. They get $100 each to do this. This is all, you know, it's a general, it's not like, yes, it's $100 to do this. It's generally, this is what happens. Well, no one is there teaching them why, not only that it's wrong, but the effects of that. Because the minute you do that, it's not just that you break a law and you could be arrested, that's a possibility too, but is that you have just crossed a spiritual line into an act that, by the way, is against the commandments, because the Lord is doing powerful things for us and with us and through us, and you're cutting that line of grace. So that changes your spiritual direction. It can lead you to what is the worst thing that can happen to you. Wow, Father, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? I'm going to tell you what it is. You get a hardened heart. That is the worst thing that can happen to you. So, and then what happens is you end up in this position that God will want nothing to do with you, which is the way you're thinking. God will always reach out to you, but it really puts you in this real hardened reality where you feel that God will have nothing to do with you. And that is a devastating place to be. That leads you to really walk further down the path of crime. So you don't want to do that. That's one of the many reasons why you don't want to steal. But no one is teaching that because, well, you know, we have to silence the voice of the Catholic Church because we don't like their political voice. No, that's where you end up. But you see, what also happens is the way it needs to be taught is to be taught pastorally, to sit down. You can do whatever beforehand, sit down and say, no, let me explain to you on a physical and a spiritual level what happens. The physical, you already know. You can end up in jail. You can end up with a record, all that stuff, which is a mess. But the pastoral way is to say, you don't know what that does to you in a spiritual level, which brings you a hardened heart, and you never want to be there. And someone needs to teach that. Right. Well, that's what Pope Francis is coming out and saying. You know, you can just come out and state the laws, which is if you steal, you can go to jail, you can get in trouble, you can get a record, all that stuff. But someone needs to sit down and teach the deeper reality that God wants to have this powerful relationship with you, but he can't have that relationship if you keep cutting yourself off from him. It's you, you cut yourself off from God. God doesn't cut himself off from you. And so that's that pastoral nature. Say, if you understood really what kind of damage an action of stealing does, you would never steal. And if you understood that, if you understood how destructive, not even on a physical level, just, but also on a spiritual level, you would never steal. And that's where the Pope is coming in, to start teaching pastorally. And when we do that, we can also lead people down the path away from those realities that cause that hardened heart and lead people to come to deepen their relationship with Christ. That's where the Pope is going. But a lot of people don't get that. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.